The main rebel group fighting for control of Liberia declared a ceasefire today, saying it wants to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe in Monrovia, the capital. Several hundred civilians have been killed, more than 1,000 wounded, and thousands more displaced as fighting raged across the city this week. Yesterday, President Bush joined the international demands for the resignation of Liberia's President Charles Taylor, who's been indicted for war crimes by an international tribunal. The BBC's Paul Welsh is in Monrovia. What's the situation there now? Has the fighting stopped?
There is no sound of shelling or gunfire at the moment. I'm in the area where a lot of the shells have been falling in recent days, about 200 yards or so from the American embassy and from the place where the American compound where perhaps 10 people were killed when a shell fell on me the other day. It is very quiet here, but it is actually very tense as well. And there are lots of soldiers on the move, lots of sign of activity of people who appear to be going to and from a front line somewhere.
Is this ceasefire just a tactical move by the rebels?
It's difficult to know. I mean, the rebels are more politically astute than you might think, and they are probably doing this to try to keep the favor of the international community and to make themselves appear not to be the bad guys in all this, putting pressure back on Charles Taylor to sit and negotiate with them and to offer them more than he has done already. He's offered to step down from power, but not until January, and only if war crimes charges against him are lifted, and want more than that. So I think partly it's that, it's to gather favor of the international community and to show that they aren't here to bombard completely without thought the civilians, as they appear to have been doing for some days now.
Is there any way to know which side currently has the upper hand in the battle for control of Monrovia?
No, there's not really. I mean, it depends what you define as the upper hand and how do you define winning. The rebels hold some of the suburbs, which they didn't hold a few days ago, but in the last few days the government have pushed them back, so they would claim that they have the upper hand. I think the fact is that the two sides are still at loggerheads, they're still battling for control of the country, and the government is in a very difficult position and is hard pushed.
What about the toll on civilians, these reports of looting and food shortages?
There has been looting. There's been food shortages here for some time now. There are the Red Cross is probably up to 250,000 people living here, living rough, basically, in the streets of Monrovia. They're looking for somewhere safe to escape the fighting.
The pressure on Charles Taylor to resign is increasing. Will he step down?
Probably not, no, and he won't take much notice at all of the words of George Bush. The Americans have been pushing him for some time now, for a long time now, to step down. He's taken no notice so far. He's unlikely to take notice just because George Bush said it himself on camera. The thing is that he has nowhere to go, President Taylor. He's wanted for war crimes now by the special court next door in Sierra Leone. And so if he steps down, he faces the prospect of being arrested. And he said now that any peace deal that is negotiated and any stepping down by him would have to include those charges being lifted.
These people near you now with guns, these are government troops?
They are, yeah.
And what do they want with you?
They're manning the checkpoints all over the town. This is the center of this city. It is very, very tense indeed. The most tense part when you drive past Charles Taylor's home, where there are lots and lots of soldiers, of militia, of men with guns guarding the area, guarding Charles Taylor. And they're very tense and nervous and wondering what's to come next. They're scared, and they have every right to be.
The BBC's Paul Welsh in Monrovia.